Hi, everyone. In this episode, we'll learn how the world's largest bakery earned its 10th World's Most Ethical Companies honors. I'm your host, Bill Coffin. Welcome to the Ethicast. Grupo Bimbo is the world's largest baking company with more than 130,000 employees, nearly 200 bakery plants, 3 million points of sale, and a distribution network of some 57,000 delivery routes worldwide. The company has more than 100 food brands and 13,000 different products, many of which are beloved regional mainstays. But on top of all that, in 2026, Grupo Bimbo was named by Ethisphere as a World's Most Ethical Companies honoree for the 10th time, a major milestone for that company's ethics and compliance maturity journey. With us today to talk about how Grupo Bimbo sustains such a high level of excellence within its ethics and compliance program is Ignacio Stefancic, Global Compliance Leader, Grupo Bimbo. Ignacio, thank you so much for joining us. It's wonderful to have you today.
Thank you very much, Bill. This is a pleasure to be here and to try to talk about our evolution in integrity and also the relationship between you, Ethisphere, and us in this journey since 2015.
Well, I'm very excited to get into this conversation. But before we do, though, I have a really important question I have to ask you. So look, as I mentioned before, Grupo Bimbo puts out all kinds of food products. And me personally, I can tell you, I would not have graduated college had it not been for Bimbo's mini powdered donuts, which I ate all the time when I was studying. And nowadays, in my household, I don't think a package of Taki can last more than an hour before it's completely consumed. So I have to ask, what is your favorite Bimbo product?
Well, it's very difficult to answer that because I love a lot of products of Bimbo. But I'm from Argentina. I raised, I'm born in Argentina. And in Argentina, we have some kind of croissants, like we call medialunas. And here in Mexico, we have now a new product that is in the line of Lonchibon. That is a product that you can find in the market, in mom and pop's stores. That is like a croissant with blueberry jam. So it's very, very tasty. So it reminded me all my life in Argentina and how I enjoy that kind of products.
Yeah, no, I love that. That sounds awesome. Well, look, congratulations to you and to your team and to all of Grupo Bimbo for earning its 10th World's Most Ethical Companies recognition. This is a big milestone for you. And a lot of organizations struggle to earn this recognition even once. So I'm curious to know, how do you maintain such a high standard of excellence for your program so that you can earn this honor so many times repeatedly?
First of all, thank you very much for this recognition. We have a 10 years honoree. So I think one of the most important things here is to analyze how the market and the business evolve. Our business changed, risk changed, and our integrity program has to change too. So we believe integrity should be part of a daily basis of our work, not just policies, not just to analyze risk, but also to be very near to the people, to our associates in the front line. This is the main part of our integrity program, to be very near to our associates.
I understand you've been with Grupo Bimbo for a while now, right?
Yes. I have 19 years in Grupo Bimbo.
Okay. So you've been with the company since the very first time it earned the World's Most Ethical Companies recognition. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we started all the integrity department, all the compliance department globally. So in that moment, we decided to analyze which is the best standard on the market for analyze our ethics program. So we found you Ethisphere, yeah. And we started in 2015. Part of our main concerns was to analyze which of the standards of the market in that moment was the best. So we tried to figure out that and to analyze the market and also to reach that standard. Mm. We start to analyze banks, compliance departments, also financial compliance departments, and we realized that those ones were the most important at that moment standards in place in in the market. So we decide to have this conversation with another third party, with you, and to check if we are going to do this kind of program of integrity. We want to be the best. We want to be the best in the market to try to help other companies also to be part of that project, not only here in Mexico, also in all countries where we are based. So for us, it's very important to talk with a lot of companies also to not only in Mexico, in Latin America, Europe, Asia, and to invite them to join us in this kind of program. Because this standard is very important for our company, but also for all the market. If we all have this kind of a standard of ethics and compliance, we figure out that we are doing business with the same value companies. So we are very happy to be part of this benchmark and like a lighthouse, if you want to talk like that. But to try to be best every day in this standard.
So Ignacio, one thing I find very interesting about ethics and compliance is that the work in this field is always changing, right? It's never the same. It's never the same day twice. And you have a really interesting perspective because you've been with the company for a long time and you've seen this program over the last 10 years that has earned these top marks again and again. I'm really curious to know, what are some of the most important ways that your program has kind of changed over that time? Because the program you had when you first won or when you first earned this honor is not the same program as it is now. So what's the most important, what would you say is the most important way in which your program has evolved over that time?
Well, I think technology is one of the most important thing, because when we start the compliance department, we realized everything was very expensive to implement in the companies. We figured out that an integrity background check, it cost $1,500, so or more. It depends on the country, it depends on the jurisdiction, it depends on the people that you are trying to investigate. Now with the artificial intelligence, with all the tools that are very cheap in the market, you have vendors or third parties that bring you a product, a very well known products, and very cheap. So now you can check which is the vendor, which is the third party that you are trying to do in business. So it's very important for us, that technology, and this is going to evolve, obviously. So we're trying to figure out which is the next step. We're trying to use artificial intelligence with all our processes. Now it's very complicated in some countries and in some processes because of personal data protection, with obviously all the public information that you can find in open resources. In some countries, it's very complicated to reach that. So, but we're trying to figure out the next step, the 4.0 of the compliance department.
Well, I imagine that technology piece, though, is super important to you, because given how big Grupo Bimbo is and how many brands it has, your third-party risk must be really extensive. So I would imagine technology has to be a part of that solution, just so you can get your hands around the entirety of that risk.
Yes. It's and now we have new laws, new standards that we have to comply, not only for us, for our chain of value. So it's very important for us to have that standard in our background checks. And it's important for us to understand that if we can join this information between the parts, we're trying to make a safer business place for everyone.
Did I read correctly that you recently updated your code of conduct?
Yes, we are in a process to update our code of conduct, but we update every policy in the company every year. Okay. So for us, it's very important to be very update of all the new laws, the new standards of different countries, especially because we are growing up we are in new countries, so we need to know which are the laws there, but also how the culture. And this is a very important thing that I want to say to our community, is to understand the culture. Because as a Mexican company, we have to be very near to our associates, but also to the market that we are trying to implement our compliance program. You have to know if this is a way to do, because the culture in different countries are different. The way as you have to sell your compliance department is different. But it's important to analyze that values, ethical standards, and our integrity is serious standard to have a lack of integrity. If we don't have any concern to say no, because our standard of ethics is very high, so we have to take care about that, to take care about our people, our brands, our business, and for us it's very important to do that.
Now, I know that Grupo Bimbo puts an awful lot of effort into building and advancing its internal culture of ethics. I know that yes, internal culture is super, super important to you. I'm kind of curious, when you share the news internally that you have earned yet another World's Most Ethical Companies honors, how does that resonate with employees? And like, how does that help you kind of communicate the importance of an ethical culture, of integrity being in your DNA, of being the best people you can be across the enterprise?
Well, it's very important, because sometimes when you say that, they said, well, perhaps it's just an standard. But when we talk with them and we explain them all the work that have to be involved in this kind of ethics standards of World Most Ethical Company, and also another standards in the market, they realize that all that work is the daily basis job, because the DNA of the culture is very, very involved in the daily basis work. For them, they feel very proud. They feel very proud about to know that Bimbo is taking care about the sustainability of the company, because ethics and compliance is part of the sustainability of any person, any company in the world. And I feel that they feel very, very proud about that.
Bimbo has such a reputation for integrity, and it has such a well-established character as an ethical company. Do you feel that has an impact on the company's ability to hire new personnel and the ability to hang on to key talent? Because so many people nowadays, when they're looking for a place to work, they want to work at a company where they feel that the company's values align with their own values. So do you feel that being able to say, no, indeed, we are a truly ethical organization, does that help on the talent side of things?
Yes, well, we know that for all generations, but now for the new generations, are very important to feel very near from since they are in the company, since they started working in the company, to feel the values of the company with their own lives. So for our personal department, HR department, it's very important to know that, and they feel like the new associates that are in the company, they believe in our values from the very beginning, and they start to hire more commitment associates related to this. So for us, is now perhaps it's more easy to bring them the information about our ethics, because they believe that also. So it's very important for us that.
You mentioned that you're already hard at work on incorporating new technologies in your program. You mentioned that there's the code of conduct refresh, there's the policy refresh. So obviously, you're working on a lot of things all the time. But also, I'm just kind of curious, as you look forward to the next 12 or 18 or 24 months, what new initiatives do you have in mind that you're looking forward to achieving?
Well, first of all, we have a new country, so we have to implement 100% of our compliance program in each country. We start from the very beginning of the M&A processes, so for us, it's very easy to have the top management involved in these kind of processes. But I think one of the most important thing is to lead to try to analyze new laws around the world. We are now through a very special moment that we have a new competition law, new integrity laws, data privacy protection laws, and all the cybersecurity issues are very important for us. So we are invest a lot of time, a lot of resources of our company trying to protect all this kind of risk that we analyze in this moment.
A lot of organizations really struggle, you know, with getting the ethics and compliance team to work really smoothly with all the other aspects of the organization that they need to work with to achieve, you know, their goals. So what's the secret for you? How do you make it so that your team works well with your other departments within Bimbo?
I think one of the most important things there is the commitment of all the company, but especially from different compliance departments, because we have this, we are the global compliance department, but also we have some kind of cells of compliance in different areas of the company, different departments of the companies. So they help us to figure out the risk and also the solution for those risks or try to mitigate those risks. So we have also a very robust champions program worldwide. So when we start like a new country, perhaps a small company that we buy in some region that is new, we start with the compliance designation, compliance champion designation. So for us, it's very important to have that associate very, very near to us to bring them all the information, all the risk assessments of the company, also how to mitigate them, but especially the communication. You have to feel them to know how they feel the company, and also to try to them that they are very far away from the headquarters, so they have to be very near to our processes from the very beginning. So for us, it's very important the communication and the relationship between all the structure of the company. If you feel safe in your company, you are more free to talk. You're more free to try to raise your hand and to say something that is not working in your process, in your compliance program, in another area. So it's important to have those associates very, very near and with a very continuous communication.
For the 2026 cohort, I believe there were 19 first-time companies that got honored, which is super exciting to see. It was the biggest first-time group ever. And every year, there are organizations that think about applying, but they don't know what it really entails. They don't know what to expect.
I think one of the most important things here is to invite every company in every region to be part of Ethisphere, but if not, to be part of a standard. They have to have a standard of ethics and compliance because you make that process like an asset of your company. All the third parties, all the vendors, all the clients, they want to see and they want to analyze that you have a commitment to invest your time, your resources, your budget in this kind of ethical project, because they will feel safer if they do business with you. And now it's not only because some government ask you to have this standard. It's important to have this in place to hire more associate commit with the project, but also to have better incomes, to have better relationship with your third party, to have to feel safer to doing business in some country perhaps is not known by your company. And if you have a very robust compliance department, I think this is one of the most important things to protect your name, your brands, your people, But especially all the associates and all the relationship between you and the community.
Well, Ignacio, it's been really wonderful speaking with you today. And once again, I want to congratulate you and your whole team and the entire company for earning its 10th World's Most Ethical Companies honors. Where can people go to learn more about the work that you and your team are doing at Grupo Bimbo?
Okay, thank you very much for this invitation. It's very a pleasure for us to be part of this community, of Vela community, also the Ethisphere community. You can go to grupobimbo.com. It's our landing page. It's the most important page. You can find everything there, our cult, our ethics, values, everything there. But also in LinkedIn, we have a lot of participation in summits and in different kind of invitations of other companies or different kind of organization of ethics and compliance. So you can go to our LinkedIn site, you know, of Grupo Bimbo, and you can find everything there.
To learn more about the world's most ethical companies, visit worldsmostethicalcompanies.com, where you will find links to this year's honorees and information on how you can request your application for 2027. The 2027 application period begins on July 29th and runs through October 29th, so get started today. For a host of free resources around best practices in ethics, compliance, and business integrity, visit ethisphere.com and check out our resource center. And for our latest thought leadership blogs and feature stories, head over to our insights section. That's all for now. We hope you've enjoyed the show. For new episodes each week, subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Also, follow Ethisphere on LinkedIn to learn more about how we help organizations like yours make themselves more successful and more resilient by advancing business integrity. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.